Thank you, class. That will be all. And don't forget about your essays that are due at the end of next week. Please have a safe and fun holiday weekend. If you could stay behind, I have some matters to discuss with you once everyone is gone. Looks like some hair has fallen out of place. Let me just push that back behind your ear. There. Much better. What am I gonna do with you, young man? Oh, you don't understand. Well, let me remind you. We had a test yesterday. You passed. And almost all of your answers were correct. Don't celebrate just yet. You cheated. Yes, you did. Don't deny it. It may not be precisely true, but it's what's going to be believed. You're confused. Well, let me help to understand. I'm going to report that you cheated on this test and show how your answers correlate with an old key that was stolen from me last week. The administration will investigate you and find that last year you were caught copying from a friend's test. So they'll believe me. And you'll be expelled. I'm glad you see the gravity of your situation. I've always found you to be a very quick learner. And rather handsome, if you don't mind me saying. Oh, your shirt's become untucked. Let me just fix that. There. Isn't that better? Don't step away from me when I'm touching you. Ever. Not if you want to graduate. So, are we in agreement that expulsion is not a preferable result? It leaves your life ruined and me unfulfilled. Good. I can appreciate a boy with sound judgment. Oh, let me just lean in and fix that collar. Fortunately, I have a solution for a little dilemma. Would you like to hear it? You're gonna do whatever I want you to do. However I want you to do it, you are gonna be my good little slut. Understood?
Excellent. And look at that erection. It's so clearly visible through your slacks. You must secretly want this very much.
Oh, relax, my sweet, darling boy. I just want you to understand what's going to happen. Now that you've agreed, I'll be sure to make you feel very good. Just because you don't have a choice doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
Take your cock out. Don't hesitate. Unzip and pull it out for me.
Very nice. You're turning red, but you have nothing to be ashamed of. It's quite nice. Beautiful and hard, in fact. Stroke it for me, like you would at home. Here, use the lotion on my desk.
Come on now, you can do better than that.
You have a very appreciative audience.
That's more like it. Now,
let me take over for you. Such a nice moan. I like it when my little sluts moan for me like that. Good boy. So, while we both enjoy this, tell me, who do you think of when you masturbate?
Don't worry, there are no wrong answers here.
I see. That explains why you sit behind her. Confidentially, I must tell you that you have excellent taste. I've seen her nude and she's really quite something.
Oh, that shocked look. You are precious.
Yes, since it's just us, I feel very comfortable telling you that she was caught misbehaving as well.
Although I didn't have to make up anything in her case, she was very desperate to please the naughty girl. Anything to avoid expulsion. Did your cock twitch when I just told you that? Oh, my dirty little slut. You know my teaching style. I love the carrot and the stick. If you're a good boy and please me today, maybe I could arrange a special study session with her. Some advanced tutoring for the two of my favorite students. You could be in charge and she would do anything you want. No matter how depraved. Something to consider. Well, that felt nice, didn't it? You've made your teacher so wet, you dirty little slut. So, here. Let me just sit on the edge of the desk and lift these prudish skirts and take off these lacy little panties. And I'll just prop my legs here on the desk so I'm completely open to you. There, you can see me quite well now, can you? Simply oozing with anticipation. Now I'm going to touch myself while we have a nice little chat. Do not touch your cock under any circumstances. Do you understand me? Good. Oh, there's something about a young cock that does something to me, especially when it's attached to such a worthless young man. You really do not have anything else of value to add, do you? Forgettable appearance. Disgustingly fawny personality. Slightly better than average grades, but no sports, no clubs. Few friends. Are they really even your friends? Or is it pity that keeps them around? Pity for such a sad, empty little slut. Don't get upset. I'm simply doing my job and educating you. Wait. Didn't your parents get divorced? Is that it? Is that why your mother left you? Did she realize how much of an awful little slut she raised? Someone who will end up being used and left by every lover he has, with no value whatsoever. Did mommy make sure you learned that lesson well before she ran off and started giving you away to someone who would buy her some painkillers? Oh, are you angry? What precisely are you gonna do about it? There is a way to prove your worth and shut me up. Maybe you could punish me with your cock. Rate me like I deserve right here on my desk. Or was I right about you? Are you just the sad little boy who everyone leaves? Oh, fuck. That's it. Hurt me. Oh, punish me. Show me your rage. Oh, God, you have so much of it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you're hurting me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Harder. Oh, yeah, that's it. Flip me around. Oh, and bend me over my desk. Grab my hair. Oh, push my head into the heart metal just like that. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fucking showing me, you amazing boy. Show me how you want to fuck your teacher. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was so close. Oh, don't stop. Do not pull out. Give me all your cum. Give it to me. Yes. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, come here. Don't cry. Shh. Let me hold you. You did so well for your first time. Yes, you did. What a good little boy you've been for me today. And it felt so nice coming in your teacher, didn't it? I'm so happy you gave your teacher your virginity like a good boy should. We can stay here for a while, just like this. No one will see us. No one will know about that. One more tiny piece of business. As such a smart, good boy like you must realize, you can't possibly tell anybody about what we did. Then I'd have to just burst into tears and show everybody the bruises on my leg and ass. And inside me, your cum just dripping out of me. And I would just have to tell them about how I confronted you about your cheating, and you simply lost your mind and just raped me on my own desk. And will they believe you? The poor, will they believe? Poor, sobbing, injured public servant who just wanted to forget about the whole thing. Good. I'm glad we're clear. Now, just lie back in my arms and I'll tell you about the tutoring that I do on Saturdays. I think you'll really come to enjoy it.